Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the Rome Floyd Chamber Small Business Spotlight. We are coming to you from the Hardy Realty Studios, and we work in cooperation with the Rome News Tribune. I am Roger Maness with Rome Business Radio.
I'm Jeannie Krieger with the Rome Floyd Chamber.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, Roger.
How are we?
Good. It's the holiday season that we love.
Shop Rome, shop Floyd.
Absolutely. you said it best.
As you do your gift purchasing, we're also joined by Thomas Kislett, your colleague there at the Chamber. And if you don't mind, would you introduce us to our other guests?
Sure. We have on with us today Ian Griffin. He's an owner and publisher of V3 Magazine. He's going to speak with us today and tell us all that they have going on. Ian also serves on the board of directors for the Rome Floyd Chamber. And then we also have Virginia and Spencer Brewer from Lavender Mountain Hardware, and just one of my favorite places to shop in Floyd County. So love it.
These are two, as we celebrate small businesses in Rome, Floyd, and Northwest Georgia, to me, these are two of the more high-profile businesses, because if you ever drive out to our Murchie, you can't help but see Lavender Mountain Hardware. And V3, is just ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. It's kind of everywhere. So I guess let's just start maybe with you guys at Lavender Mountain. Spencer, Virginia, whoever, just tell us about the background of your business and the hardware store and the services. Just kind of give us a big picture.
Okay. Well, one thing, we'll be in business for 21 years in March, Spencer?
March 9th.
So 21 years we've been doing this. And we started out, we both were working, and my company was going to be sold, and I had to have a new job. And Spencer was working out of Atlanta, driving every day, and we wanted to do something different. And we thought of all kinds of stuff, and we would go through different things. And then we finally came up with a hardware store. And so that's how it started. And so we built it from ground up. We built the store there. And it has evolved over the years. Started out, we just thought, well, we'll sell hardware. And then we sold feed. And then we started a garden center. And what's interesting is now the garden center is the biggest part of the business, bigger than the hardware.
Wow. That's interesting. All right, Ian, you guys at V3, what's your story? How'd you get started? What made you say, let me launch a magazine?
Well, I was a pretty happy bachelor in Charleston, South Carolina, when two of my good buddies who had moved back here pitched the idea to me to start a local magazine. I had majored in communications and broadcasting and minored in journalism, so they wanted me to be a salesman. So that makes a lot of sense. But that's what brought me back to Rome. And over the time that I had been gone and off at school and starting my professional career, I had just seen all the growth that was happening in Rome. I vowed never to return. And then I come back here and just see such a vibrant community and getting to tell their stories through a full color glossy print publication was something I never envisioned myself doing professionally, but I can't imagine doing anything else now.
Well, it is interesting that they ask you to do sales, because from my perspective, with a background in broadcasting, you've got a broadcasting voice.
Right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
but you and I both have faces for radio, so it worked out great. I'm teasing. One of the things you touched on, and I did a little Googling beforehand, and I had seen this quote from you before about, you had left Rome never anticipating coming back, never really wanting to come back, but we know why you did. But why did you have that thought? Were you just wanting to go out and tackle the world, and then you realized Rome was what you really wanted?
Yeah, well, growing up here, I think I hear it now from my children. I have a daughter who's in college and a son in middle school. They talk about how there's nothing to do here, which echoed my sentiment at their age as well. So I just wanted to get out of Rome and experience what the world had to offer. I had that opportunity, thankfully. And then when I looked to settle down and start a family, and I was weighing the options that I had in Charleston, you're in a spot where, unfortunately, the public schools there are not very good. So when I met my wife to be, and we were trying to pick where to live, that was a big deciding factor. The public school system here was great. I was about to start a business. I was in no position to pay tuition. So, and we wanted to have a family. So that was a big factor. And just coming back. And again, it was coming back to visit for the holidays, to see my family, and just seeing the growth and the steps Rome was taking, and being involved with the magazines allowed me to see that even more in the chamber as well.
Well, that was my follow-up question. I wanted to ask both of you. Let me start with the Brewers. What's your relationship with the chamber been like through the years? And you too, Ian, we'll circle back around.
Okay. We've been a chamber member since day one. And our interaction, I guess, since we're sort of out of town, we don't get to see Jeannie and her crew as much. But it's always been good, always been positive. If we weren't a chamber member, I don't think our reach would be as far. And so it's been a symbiotic relationship with the chamber for us.
Ian?
Well, my little anecdote is that when we joined, I didn't really understand what the chamber's purpose was, and have learned so much over the years. I thought, oh, okay, we're going to pay for this and we'll see our return. But it's all about being involved when it comes to the chamber. And that's where I really saw the dividends, start to fall. Was when I started to get involved with committees, Leadership Rome, and then had the opportunity to serve on the board. It's the relationships you make at the chamber just make the doing business together a natural progression.
Thomas, Jeannie, you want to weigh in on that?
Sure. I think that, through our relationships, we're able to connect others to those businesses or to the magazine or to, Ian's scope is broader than just that publication. He worked on our rebrand for us and handled that. And so, just through different development. And then with Virginia and Spencer, just to have that, I live in their area. So to be able to shop there, but also, be of the mindset constantly of, what you can find right here in Roman Floyd County that is so unique and fantastic, and be able to refer others to those businesses is a big part of what we do.
Well, one of the things you guys touched on there at Lavender Mountain, Virginia, you had said that y'all were in totally different careers, and then you decided, oh, let's start a business and, oh, let's do hardware. I mean,
we were very naive.
no retail experience.
No retail experience. We had no idea what we were doing. If we did, we might not have done it.
and now it's...
Retail is 24/7. I mean, it is hard work, but the part about it that's good, it's rewarding because we work with the community and we see some people come in our store every day. Some people come in our store once a week. Some people come in once a month. We have people that come to visit their relatives on holidays. They come in our store. It's like a reunion. So we love that part of it, but it is hard work. And we had a big learning curve.
Well, the entrepreneurial spirit is really strong in you guys. As Star Wars would say, the Force is strong in you. The entrepreneurial spirit was strong. If you didn't know anything about it, but what the heck, let's try.
We just did it, yeah.
And another interesting thing, you said you kind of stumbled in your growth and you opened up, oh, let's try gardening, and it's your best department.
Right. I think we opened in March. I think that first spring, I might have had a few tomato plants, some herbs, and that was it. Now we have plants in every space there is to have them on our property. And that is our moneymaker, is our garden center.
And so you have plumbing, you have electrical, you have tools, you have all the traditional hardware store stuff. Gardening, anything else?
We do feed. We sell a lot of feed. It can be like for chickens, sell a lot of chicken feed because we're rural. And so we sell a lot of feed, seeds. And then our gift department. Our gift department started out probably with two aisles in the store. Now it's a third of the store.
It's probably a third.
It's a third of the store now. And we have people, and we do free gift wrapping. And when we shop for stuff for our gift department, the lady that is in charge of it, when we go to market, we always say, do we love it? If we don't love it, let's don't get it. And so we think we have a very unique gift department.
So that's your bar. That's your bar. It's whether we would buy it.
Right, yeah. Right. And sometimes our sales rep might say, okay, this is a big seller, go ahead and get it. And we will get it. But usually it's not going to be our biggest seller. It's going to be the things that we love. And other people come in and they just like, I love you, have so many different things. And I can always find a gift here.
Wow, you're like the Armurchi version of Oprah's favorite things.
Correct.
We're kind of David and Goliath kind of thing too, and the roles switch from time to time. We have the service, we have the convenience, we have the knowledge that you can't get at the big boxes. And so people, our customers, they enjoy that. They love it. That's kind of our brand.
Well, speaking of brands, Ian, V3, you describe it, I think, as a lifestyle magazine. Mm-hmm. You know, so could you kind of take us in the weeds of that? What do you mean by that? What stories are you trying to tell? What are you trying to share with the community?
Well, you know, Spencer and Virginia are a good example of that. We do a lot from everything from home stories to business features to arts and entertainment. And we want that picture to be told through our pictures as well as the text on those pages. But when we do a business feature, if you talk to a business owner, you know, Virginia and Spencer's story is very unique, but so is a banker. Why they get into banking? You've got to find the root of why somebody decided to do what it is they're doing and share that story. A couple of my favorite stories that I wrote over the years, one was on a hospice service, and the other was on a banker and just really getting to the root of why they do what they do. And if you can share that with your reader, then for that business owner, there's a connection that they have with our readership before they ever step foot into their business. So that's a part of what we do, but we just want to tell stories and tell them well. And again, it's very important that we can capture people with the visual and then deliver a quality product as far as the copy as well.
Yeah, for those people who have not seen the magazine, it's very high end. The pictures are great. It's quality paper. It's it's high quality to it. I don't know what another way to describe it, but it's obvious that you guys want to do a first class product. How can people get it? How do people get V3?
Well, yeah, you can drop by our office at 417 Broad Street and pick up copies there anytime. And then we're at pretty much every local restaurant, hotel, salon. We try to paper downtown heavily and then get on the outskirts as well. That goes to all of our advertising clients. So if you can't find a V3 somewhere, I'd like you to let me know so I can make sure we start putting it there.
So your business model is it's free to the public. You're just ad supported.
Yes, ad supported. And then, you know, listening to the brewers talk about how they evolved from a hardware store to more of a nursery and then the gift side of things. That's been our business model as well. We had advertisers that needed ads designed and what they gave us 9 times out of 10 wasn't very high quality. So if you're going to put that into a glossy magazine, you want it to look good. You want the ad to work. So we found ourselves doing a lot of graphic design and going above and beyond to make sure the ads fit the magazine. So those graphic design services became a full department at V3 and now are equal in revenue to what we bring in ad sales, our branding and graphic work.
And your branding and graphic work does not necessarily have to end up in the magazine. It could be for other purposes for other businesses, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We've worked with everything from the Chamber of Commerce to some of the cannabis companies out west and down in Florida. So we've worked with a wide variety of businesses, helping them establish their brand. And that's really not just a logo. That's taking it from your logo and brand to your messaging and as well as your ad strategies and campaigns.
Well, what's the messaging for the cannabis companies?
Yeah, a cannabis leaf.
But believe it or not, every business requires a lot of research. But the ones we've worked with are all medicinal, so we've had to do a lot of research, and we've built a few brands there. I have a former sales rep who's gotten into that business down in Florida, and it's its own thing, and every business is. So you have to dissect each one and really learn about it to do the job properly.
Well, what about the nursery there at Lavender Mountain? Any cannabis? No, I'm teasing.
No, not that we know of.
Well, we have digressed. I suddenly I've got the munchies. How has COVID affected you guys? Let's start at Lavender Mountain Hardware.
In the beginning, when it first started, we were very unsure about how it would affect us. We thought, is our store going to close? You know, we didn't know how it would affect our employees. And once we got over the hump, I think toward the 1st of April, we sort of had it figured out that we had to wear masks and disinfect and, distance and all that. And then we had the best spring we've ever had.
Really?
Yes, because everybody, you know, most people were at home, working from home, or they were at home, and they just started looking around their house and thinking, oh, maybe I need to do this or work in my yard. And so it was great business-wise for us. It was stressful just because COVID is here and, you know, we have to deal with COVID, but it was the best spring we ever had.
I mean, did you have to change your hours or anything? Did you ever close?
We did.
We did. We cut off our Sunday hours. We were half day on Sunday, cut that back, and then we cut back our hours during the week, an hour and a half.
I think so, in the beginning, we closed on Monday, too, because we just didn't have the staff. We had some staff that were afraid to come to work, and then some staff that thought they might have COVID and they're sick. And we had, at that time, testing was not available like it is now, and so they had to be out for a while. So we had like a skeleton crew, and we just, and with this volume of business coming in, we had to cut the hours. We could not maintain it. And then we slowly added back in.
So what are your hours now?
We are, let's see, Monday.
9:30 to 6.
Monday through Friday,
9:30 to 5 on Saturday.
And we're still closed on Sunday, and we're sort of okay with that.
Right. Ian, how has COVID affected you guys? I would imagine that a lot of businesses, maybe when they're worried about cash flow, first thing they pull back in is their marketing dollars for advertising. Did you guys take a hit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We did. And, you know, it's funny you say that. It's really better to ramp up your advertising in times like that. But we had a unique situation to deal with because our product is a hands-on product and we distributed it to, the majority of our drop spots are businesses and they were shuttered for 2 months. So we did not print a magazine for the first time in 14 years in April and May. And had to pivot quickly to give our clients the value that they expect from being in the print publication. Luckily, we have ReadV3, which is our digital source for all of our content as well as exclusive content. And we pivoted our coverage and ramped up to what we were posting about 10 exclusive stories on ReadV3 to where we put the entire magazine plus another 50 articles a month. We did a lot of social media campaigning for our advertisers, and they all stuck with us through that interesting time until we were able to print the publication and get it back out in businesses once the shutdown was over.
Well, that's not the first we've heard, Jeannie, of businesses pivoting and finding a new way to handle things, is it?
Absolutely. It's a story we hear time and time again. And I think that, you know, people maybe that are in small businesses look to Ian to kind of guide them through telling their story, specifically during a hard time, during COVID. And so the help that they're able to offer through that time is extremely beneficial. You know, just the guidance with advertising and marketing dollars, because you're limited to what you can spend and you want to spend those wisely to get your story out. And I think just having, you know, a partnership with Ian and the entire V3 team is hugely significant. And for Virginia and Spencer, I'll just say that, you know, for us in our household, I came to work every day, but there was a lot of great therapy that went along with those home projects, right? And I think that's kind of why we saw it over and over again. It took our mind off of, you know, what was going on around us that was hard to process at times. And it gave us focus for a project maybe at home that ended up being very positive. And so, you know, that's what we did at our house. We had a home project that we worked on and, you know, bought things at the hardware store. And so, you know, it became a great therapy for us also. And I will say this about Lavender Mountain. They do have a great gift line. My son likes their Carhartt line that they carry, and they have great, I'm not sure of the bakeware you sell. I can't remember that name, but I love that, and I think it's beautiful. So, you know, you really are able to find those unique gifts when you go there. So it's a great retail experience.
Have you guys at Lavender Mountain, is your marketing typically, say, pre-COVID, is it word of mouth? Is it just your great location as people drive out toward Armurchie? Do you do any newspaper or radio or social media? How do you market what you've got going on?
We try everything. The more you can get your name out there. I think we do newspaper. We do magazines. with social media, is I guess in the last 3 years, social media has really been very good for us. Facebook, Instagram, we try to put something on every day. We get a great response for that. But in radio, not so much anymore. We have done radio in the past, but it seems like that is not working for us. But we try any way to get our name out there anyway.
We sort of believe too, Roger, that the word of mouth thing, it goes a long way. A happy customer tells 10 people, and right, that kind of multiplication factor happens. So that's why our employees are well-trained. Our mantra is do unto others, you have them do unto you, and good things for everyday living.
That do unto others thing, did y'all make that up? I've heard that somewhere before.
The golden rule always works.
Absolutely. One of the things I like talking about on the show, I'm changing gears here, is, and we haven't asked Ian this as much, you touched on it. So Ian, sometimes people end up where they never thought they would, and you talked about coming back to Rome and you're in the magazine business, but the fact that people have X number of careers in their lifetime, like, what was your past? What did you think you were going to do?
Well, you said I had a face for radio, Roger.
Well, I said we did. I said we did.
But I wanted to be the next Sports Center anchor. That's what I went to school for. I went down to the University of Florida for a few years and then transferred to UNC Charlotte because ESPN had a hub there, and worked a lot of college basketball, Duke, North Carolina, NC State, Tobacco Road area, and a lot of NASCAR, which people tell me I would love racing if I just went to one. I worked a bunch. I don't like racing. Not my thing. But I thought I would be on-air talent and was in radio and television for a number of years while I lived in Charlotte and Charleston, but I never quit writing. And again, it was not a lifestyle conducive to family life. I was on the road all the time at sporting events. I enjoyed it, but it wouldn't work for settling down. So V3 just presented itself at the right time when I was ready to make that change. But you're absolutely right. That was my first 10 years of my career, and then I pivoted to V3 and have been here ever since, and really can't see myself doing anything else, but who knows?
Right. Well, yeah, people change, you know, you could be in the hardware business. Who knows? I think you and I talked about this when we met a couple of years ago. You know, I am the former executive producer of sports at Channel 11 in Atlanta. Did we talk about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, I was on air at Channel 11, but primarily the EP to manage the budgets and what we covered and kind of filled in on the air. But I worked with Fred Khalil and Randy Waters and Sam Crenshaw during the 90s and into the early 2000s. So, yeah, I feel your pain going to sporting events for free.
It's great. It's just, it was busy. I was on airplanes all the time, flying around doing that. It was fun. I needed something to settle down. Bachelor life was getting too real.
It's nights, weekends, and holidays. I can't tell you how many Christmas Eves I was at Channel 11 anchoring sports, you know. It does happen, but that's true for any business. That's about being an entrepreneur. You take it home with you. It's not a job. I would imagine you guys at Lavender Mountain, you mentioned it earlier, it's 24/7. There's not just, you got to worry about inventory. You got to worry about cash flow. You got to worry about sales, everything, right?
Employees. Right. Yeah. It's constant, we do make ourselves. In the beginning, it was 24/7. You know, when we went home, we talked about it. We dreamed about it. You know, it was all the time. But as, you know, the years have gone by, we found, you know, to survive, you've got to sort of cut it off. So when we go home now, we don't really talk about it. We don't. You can't do it forever and ever. So we figured out at work we do it, but when we go home, we don't anymore.
What about you guys, Ian? Was it all consuming at first, or can you separate?
Oh, sleepless nights when you first start a business. It's the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. You're just so worried if it's going to be successful that it can swallow you whole. But you have to put one foot in front of the other and keep going. And then as we grew, and I was, you know, to hear to hear Spencer and Virginia talk about it, it's the employees, that weight of, okay, this business needs to be successful, not just for my well-being, but for the people that I'm employing. That's a heavy weight. And you do have to manage it. I can't imagine working with my spouse. You both have to shut it off. I had to work on shutting it off myself when I went home so that I could focus on family life, because it will absolutely consume you.
That often gets overlooked in the media, in politics, what have you. The business person, payday is Friday or every other Friday or however often you pay your employees. And there's got to be money in the bank to pay the employees. And that that pressure falls at the top, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you go several pay periods without drawing your own salary just to cover everybody else.
Yeah, the boss gets paid last if you're the owner, because you have to make sure everybody – and just that pressure of meeting payroll and creating jobs, I mean, that's – hats off to you. God bless you. I guess that's the small business spirit, huh, Jeannie?
Absolutely, and I want Thomas to speak to this too, because – we've seen so many small businesses start up during COVID, right, Thomas?
You're muted, Thomas. You're muted. There you go.
You got to have the right spirit to it. I mean, you know, if your heart is not in, you're not right for the job. And you know, with Spencer and Virginia, they said they draw last. You know, I mean, you can walk away from this if you don't like it, but you know, if there's something that you put your heart in, and especially something that you never intended to do, you know, you go that extra mile, and it's just amazing to see you know, the entrepreneurial spirit from both of you guys. You know, a high-end quality glossy magazine. I mean, it's not just the shininess, it's also the content. I mean, they work with some top-notch editors. You know, Tammy Barron covered, you know, stories, New York nurses during COVID in the spring. I mean, how cool is that? And you guys, Lavender Mountain, you know, if springtime, you think Lavender Mountain, Christmas time, you think Lavender Mountain. But how does that work? You know, it's the word of mouth. And it is hard to track. You asked earlier about, you know, how do you advertise, or what do you do to promote your business? It's word of mouth. And that's where the chamber comes into play as well. You know, we connect the dots, and, you know, we, you know, create ideas, or we think, you got to think outside of the box, you know, and that's how businesses like Lavender Mountain, or, you know, we three get started to begin with. But, you know, you have to have high quality and the spirit. You have to be in there with your full heart.
Well, and one of the things we've learned on the Rome Floyd Chamber Small Business Spotlight, talking to various businesses, especially through the pandemic, guys, is a lot of, you know, you mentioned you maybe pivoted. You did this, like some restaurants opened up a drive-through that they never had before, or curbside service. They responded to overcome the adversity. But they are going to continue to implement moving forward. They've kind of learned a new way to do business. Have you guys, is there anything you can take in your businesses that you've learned and said, okay, well, we implemented this because of COVID, but we're certainly going to keep this?
I guess the curbside delivery, when it started out, people were very afraid to come to the store. And so they would call in and tell us all the things they wanted. We'd get it all ready for them. They would call us when they got to the parking lot. We'd take it out, and they would pay over the phone with their credit card. So that has continued. It was not as much as it was in the spring, but we still do it, and it's still. And so we will continue to do that. So that's one thing that, you know, change that we'll keep.
Ian,
yeah, for us, Roger, it was. You know, we'd already been building our digital platform because people are changing the way they consume their media. We have a lot of people who still want to pick up the physical copy of the magazine, but we have a younger generation that wants to consume it on their smart device. So we were already working towards that, but COVID forced our hand to deliver the content in a new way, and really was a kick in the pants as far as finding a new way to put more micro content out on our website. So it's short to meet the attention spans of that particular demographic. And the numbers that we saw during that time, it was a beta test essentially. And we've been able to take that and, you know, apply it going forward. So it was actually a very helpful thing to happen.
Jeannie, before we go, I know there was an announcement that the chamber made that you wanted to touch on.
Absolutely. So this morning at 10 o'clock, we were able to announce our $10,000 gift card giveaway, which Lavender Mountain Hardware is participating in. And this will launch on December 15th, beginning at 9 a.m. You'll log on to the Chamber's website, roomga.com. And what it offers is a matching of a $100 gift card purchased. You'll be able to double your money. And this comes with thanks to the Community Foundation for Greater Rome and a partnership with them and with Georgia Power. So there was a donation of $10,000 to provide this matching. And so if I purchase a $100 gift card at Lavender Mountain Hardware, my money is matched. So my $100 purchase becomes $200. Lavender Mountain Hardware gets the $200. And they'll just give me, as the purchaser, my gift card for $200. And so you only get to double your money one time, but this is a great way for us to emphasize the importance of shopping in Rome and shopping in Floyd County and to make an economic impact of doubling the money for our local economy, right? So, you know, $10,000 now becomes $20,000. And we're real excited to be able to provide this opportunity. And it's a lot of fun and it's a great way for us to highlight our small businesses that we're focusing mostly on retail and restaurants this round one, and we hope to be able to do it again. But it all happened because of a great collaboration with the Community Foundation and with Georgia Power. So we're real excited about it.
So this is a...
We are too.
Yeah, we think it's going to be great. Yeah.
Good.
And once again, how can people sign up? Because I would imagine this will go pretty quickly.
It'll go quick. So they need to just be on the website at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, December 15th. And it's roomga.com. And it'll be kind of a menu item where you get to pick the business that you want to purchase your $100 gift card from.
Okay, perfect. All right, as we wrap up here, let's just get some contact information. Ian, how can people get the magazine? What's your website if they want to reach out to you to advertise, things like that? Phone numbers, emails, websites?
Yeah, absolutely. You can consume everything that we produce digitally at readv3.com. We publish our magazine there as well as exclusive content throughout the week. So that's the place to catch everything online. If you want a copy of the magazine, we'd love for you to stop by our studio downtown at 417 Broad Street, right next door to La Scala and their new wine bar, Vintage. So you can come see us, get a magazine, hop next door, and get yourself a glass of wine while you read it. But we really love people to come by the studio. So come visit us downtown.
Everybody that has a place on Broad Street, they always give directions either related to a restaurant or the DeSoto. So you can find us here. We're next to this. Contact information, Lavender Mountain, where you're located, things like that.
Right. We're in Armarchi. We're about 2 miles headed north from the mall. And we are lavendermountainhardware.com. We have a website. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Anything else?
706-295-0299.
Right. That's our phone number.
And it's a great place to do some holiday shopping. And as you mentioned, you could even do it online, call you guys up, and they can curbside pick up, things like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. During this COVID world. Jeannie, Thomas, any final thoughts?
Thomas, any final thoughts from you about upcoming events?
Just, okay. You know, if anyone needs to find us, you mentioned Eatery. We are right across from Gotsdeli. Address is One Riverside Parkway. Phone number is 706-291-7663. Or always online, you know, just go online, Google Chamber Rome, Georgia, Italy, Rome, Georgia, or RomeGeorgia.com. You'll find us and you have a wealth of information on there.
Great. Jeannie?
Yeah, we just are excited about the holiday season and, you know, what we're seeing with our small businesses, the activity and shopping. And, you know, it's about supporting our friends and neighbors right now. And so we want to be consistent on that message and make sure we're taking care of everybody this holiday season.
Shop Rome, shop Floyd.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate everybody's time. That's been Ian Griffin from V3 Magazine and Spencer and Virginia Brewer from Lavender Mountain Hardware and Garden. Lots of nursery stuff there.
And garden. Yeah.
So again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Rome Ploy Chamber Small Business Spotlight. I'm Roger Maness with Rome Business Radio. We're broadcasting from the Hardy Realty Studios, and we work in cooperation with the Rome News Tribune. Thanks for listening.